Regina, Saskatchewan added to its medal total at the 2023 Canada Winter Games on Saturday, picking up a bronze in cross-country skiing. The female 5 km para-Nordic sit ski saw Saskatchewan's Crystal Shuchik earn a bronze medal on Saturday morning. She finished with a time of 24 minutes 28 seconds and 8 milliseconds to finish just ahead of Lily Brooke of BC, who had a time of 25 minutes 16 seconds and 1 millisecond. This is Shuchik's first medal of the 2023 Winter Games and her third Canada Games medal overall. This is her fourth Canada Games, having competed in the 2017 and 2022 Summer Games, and the 2019 Winter Games previously. She earned a bronze medal in skiing in 2019 and a silver medal in sailing at the 2022 Summer Games held this past August in Niagara. This is Saskatchewan's 20th medal of the 2023 Canada Winter Games. Team Saskatchewan in depth. Hockey. Female Saskatchewan met Nova Scotia in Friday's quarterfinal. Saskatchewan jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the first and led 2-0 after two periods before Team NS came storming back. A pair of quick goals in the first 7 minutes of the third would tie the game 2-2 and force overtime. Team Sask led NS 31-19 in shots through regulation. Nova Scotia would end the game just 31 seconds into overtime to end Saskatchewan's hopes of a medal in women's hockey. On Saturday, the team will play Alberta in the 5-6 game, to be played at McLaughlin Arena in Charlottetown at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Judo after a day off on Friday. Judo will be back inside the Pei Convention Center in Charlottetown for the team event on Saturday. It is expected to be a sold-out venue once again. Archery individual elimination matches started on Friday morning. Tasia Boyle won her first match and moved on to the round of eight. She met the number one seed from Alberta and lost a close 1-139-136. In the male compound individual elimination, Carl Bothma lost his quarterfinal to Quebec 141-139. In the recurve female individual elimination, Kaylee Carlson defeated Pei 7-1 to advance to the quarterfinals. Carlson was then defeated by BC 6-4. In male compound individual, Hayden Emin won his match versus NT and advanced to the quarterfinal. He then lost to Manitoba 7-1. On Saturday, it's the elimination mixed team events for both compound and recurve. Compound will begin at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and recurve at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Curling, mixed doubles on Friday afternoon. Team Sask met Nova Scotia in the 7-8 placement game. The game came down to the final stone in the eighth and Nova Scotia came out with the win. Saskatchewan finishes the Canada Games in eighth place. Curling, male team Saskatchewan was back on the ice Friday when they met Manitoba. Team MB would win the game 7-1. Saskatchewan will play a pair of placement games on Saturday, at 7 a.m. and 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Snowboard. Our athletes were back on the hill on Friday for snowboard cross. In the heats, Eva Fernes finished 12th and Aaron Fernes finished 25th. On the men's side, Owen Kolesnik finished 20th, Cohen Davidson 28th, Sebastian Murphy 30th and Jacob Proctor 32nd. All advanced to the elimination round in the afternoon. Both Eva and Aaron Fernes were eliminated from medal contention in the first round while all the men were eliminated. Owen Kolesnik lost out in the round of 16 in a photo finish. On Saturday it's the big air. Women qualifications begin at 11:40 a.m. Central Standard Time, while the men's qualifications start at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Finals will take place in the evening. Cross-country skiing on Friday. In the women's cross-country ski mass start, Heidi Wall finished 26th, Maria McCartney finished 29th, Julia Barassa 39th, Olivia Wyman 41st and Riel Shikotko 46th. In the men's mass start, Graham Faring finished 26th, William McGonigal 27th, Isaac Zimmer 30th, Alistair English 41st, Isaiah Mayer 44th and Logan Amos 56th. Badminton. Friday was a great day for our badminton athletes in the team competition. They started the day by beating NWT 5-0 in the first match. Next up was Newfoundland and Saskatchewan won again, 5-0. Pei was the final match of the day on Friday night. Saskatchewan would beat Pei 4-1 after being down a set in both female doubles and male singles. Team Sask will now play Ontario on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Alpine skiing. Friday was a travel day as the skiers made their way to Brookvale from Crab Mountain. On Saturday morning they will compete in the ski cross with qualification starting at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Figure skating. Friday was the free program for pre-novice mixed pairs. After the short program, the pair of Stefan Lotz and Julia Schindel are sitting in ninth place. After a good free program, the pair finished in eighth place. The free program for the pre-novice females saw Aya Burrell and Aziza Kowalhek sitting in 10th and 12th respectively after the short program. After the completion of the free skate, Burrell finished 13th and Kowalhek 14th. In Special Olympics singles level 3 female, Victoria Marie Sarti of Regina competed in the free program but did not medal. Boxing. On Friday night, Alex McKenzie fell in the quarters in a spirited bout. Caden Hunter lost his bout to Julian Wilson of Nova Scotia. Shea Kinochik advanced to Saturday's semifinal. Kinochik will compete for bronze on Saturday in Summerside in our final event. Fencing. In the mixed team event, Saskatchewan won early over Nova Scotia to move on to round two. In round two they faced the number one seeded team from Ontario. Team Sask dropped that one. At 9:45 a.m., Saskatchewan faced Pei for seventh place. Sask won 30-20 against Pei to finish seventh.